this is literally insane. Right now, even after COVID, the U.S. has the strongest economy in the G7, and these people are working overtime to obliterate it all. So I didn't go through the whole list, but all of the spending, the Medicare expansion, the child tax credit, all the stuff on the list ends up being income redistribution. High taxes, heavy regulations, all of that. And the Democrats are fully embracing European-style socialism. Oh, they love the family medical leave. That's all guaranteed. And just in time for German Chancellor Progressive Angela Merkel, for her to come to town, who's thrilled about now having an American president who lets her make all the decisions. Now, her ridiculous appearance today, of course, loving being with Joe Biden standing side by side in the White House. Watch.
I'm delighted to be here, and now we have an opportunity to talk more about our bilateral relationship, but obviously always in the context of European matters.
We stand together, and we'll continue to stand together to unite our efforts to upend and on our global climate ambitions that we have to up the ante.
And why wouldn't Europe be giddy about Biden? There's no more dealing with a U.S. president who aggressively defends our energy independence. The bottom line is clear. Today's Democrats have concluded that American-style free market capitalism is dangerous for the climate and for the global order. So Democrats see American prosperity and wealth creation as a threat, not as an accomplishment. Now, Obama's "you didn't build that line" comes to mind. Democrats and socialists abroad tolerated the riots last summer because they attacked the old order, which they think is basically greedy and racist, and it needs to be silenced and replaced. But by contrast, these same people, they're panicked now about the massive protests in Greece and France. Crowds are opposing new COVID restrictions and demanding freedom, as a lot of us would expect Americans to do as well. But Democrats are giving the Cuban protesters a cold shoulder for the same reason. Those people are yearning for freedom, American style. At the same moment, Democrats are trashing the country as racist and trying to limit our freedom. Think about that.